The views expressed in the following program are not necessarily those of WINS or of its management.
It's Murray, Murray the King with the swinging soiree.
It's Murray Decay with you. This is our last night right here on 1010 Win, so I say it to you from the bottom of my heart.
Away! Away!
The K's last night on the swinging soiree, but remember, we're going to be with you as soon as we come back from the Beatles. We'll be telling you where it's all going to be happening. And incidentally, may we also remind you that we'll be giving you all the news of where the soiree will be moving to. And in the meantime, tonight, we are going to feature the top 10 sounds from 1958 through 65, the top 10 sounds of the years that we have spent with you on 1010 Wins.
This is Matt Dad coming through.
No E in the last name, and this is yours truly, WINS, the Group W station, Westinghouse Broadcasting for New York.
I thought for sure, this being Saturday and the day before Easter and a lot of sentimental, attachment to what's going to be going on in the news, approaching so forth Monday, that there would maybe be a chance you would have played Jimmy Lunsford's Organ Grinder Swing somewhere along the line.
I'm going to play it as soon as you go on.
You see.
Hey, I have it on the turntable. Johnny, this will be the last chance I'll have to banter back and forth with you,
yes,
or anybody else for that matter, I would imagine, for some time to come.
Yes.
And I want you to know how much fun I've had and enjoyed working with you, not only as a very, very fine radio performer, but also as a great sportsman. I enjoyed coaching you in the wins-losers basketball team.
Well, you know something, Jack, and I mean this in all seriousness. In my 14 months here in New York, of course, this will be my last afternoon show, and tomorrow night will be my final show. You hear a lot about guys like Jack Lacey, and you get to finally have a chance to work with them, and I think that
isn't true.
No, I realize that far and above what you hear about you is the fact that you had so many hidden talents I didn't realize you had until you have a chance to sit here and talk back and forth to you at a time like this. And really, your coaching was just something I'll never be able to thank you for.
Neither will the other teams, really. Too bad he's leaving now, just when I was beginning to understand him.
It really knows how to hurt a guy, doesn't he? Here I sit in my glass cage, wearing my black slacks and my black T-shirt and my armband. I'm set to go between now and 6 o'clock on a beautiful day outside. Let's do this. Thank you. Thank you. A little louder. Last time I'll hear that. Now, if you're expecting guests,
is this the entrance to the BMT?
All the more reason to phone Debbie Lynn. Order all the kitchen, the kitchen pieces. How about the chicken pieces? You can order that too. You need low price of $2.25 a box. Debbie Lynn Kitchen is located throughout the metropolitan area. Call now. Leave the cooking to Debbie Lynn. Here in New York, there's one in.
Straight through 6 hours. 6 until midnight.
Debbie Lynn's at 5652 Riverdale Avenue. Number to call is 844-3210. In Westchester County, there's a Debbie Lynn's. And number to call is 087140. Call them and tell them we said hello.
And now, this is New York's number one song of the week from the Wind's Winner's School.
When I see her coming down the street, go to pieces and I cry.
What's that name?
Here again, Little Joe?
No, you work with Lauren Green, huh? Here we go.
He's been drinking
again. No, Steve Woodman, really, he worked in Canada with Lauren Green, and he was, what, a newscaster?
No, Lauren was a newscaster. I brought him coffee.
You made him what he is today, I understand. A nervous wreck out there. Bonanza.
Yeah, I bust in on his newscast like I did on your show, and then he got fired and went to the Ponderosa.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Op Choppy, Florida. It's a little thing down here. Gonna go alligator shooting. I used to
alligator.
Oh, wow, thank you.
Well, I saw my baby walking. So long, that's all. Goodbye.
Hey, Steve?
Yes?
Well, listen, what are you going to do for the next 6 hours?
Oh, I don't know, John.
Okay.
I'll probably...
Why don't you get up on the mountain? See if you can find an Apache.
What are you going to do for the next 6 hours?
Well, I thought I'd go home and rehearse my impressions for the Ed Sullivan Show, which I think is so darn nice. It's just wonderful. Just great.
Oh, thank you so much, Jonathan. I'll do the same thing, huh?
Have a swinging night.
You, same to you.
See you again sometime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All
please,
right, Johnny.
Peace. Oh, I better break it, hadn't I? Yours truly, WINS, the Group W Station, Westinghouse Broadcasting for New York. I broke it. 6 o'clock.
I can do it too, John. This is yours truly, WINS, Group W Station, Westinghouse Broadcasting for New York. It's 6 o'clock.
Who wants to buy this diamond ring? Doesn't shine for me anymore. And this diamond ring doesn't mean what it meant before. So if you got someone...
This is Steve Woodman saying it's been great being with you for the last 6 hours. 6 o'clock, we had a good time. Like we always do, hope you enjoyed the program. Want you to stay tuned for Mickey O'Hara, who's coming up almost immediately, if not sooner than that. And we'll see you, I guess I'll be doing the Klavan and Finch show all next week. What's going on? What's happening?
We told you you were leaving, Steve. We've come to get you.
They've come to get me.
We're taking you away.
They're taking me away.
Seaside home for wayward disc jockeys.
That's okay. I don't care. I know Murray's going to be there. BMR.
I'm ready to go now. Don't forget the fire.
And BMR's going to be there. And let's jump. Friends, I just thought I'd sneak back to say... This is yours truly, WINS, the Group W Station, Westinghouse, broadcasting for New York.
I got to have your love. I got to have your love.
Welcome aboard here at the Mickey O'Hara Grab Bag on this, the beginning of Easter Sunday morning. And I'm just getting everything established here in the studio due to the fact that Woodman left it in nice condition. He really did. I'm not knocking him, not by any means, because usually when I get off the air in the morning, Ken Garland has a very nasty habit of saying how dirty I keep my shop, which means that there are earphones and everything else around the studio. However, that's not so. He's a very, very immaculate type of guy. First of all, let me remind you, it's 4.5 minutes beyond the hour of 12 o'clock, and we're going to be acknowledging a few of the nice people who've been producing our show through the season, a couple of happy birthdays, some great music planned for you, including... a show tune half-hour segment in our show. Some of the obscure tunes that are seldom heard around the Broadway fanfare. And you'll be hearing those between 1:30 and 2 o'clock this morning.
I don't want to spoil the party, so I'll go.
I hope you've enjoyed the final 45-minute segment of the Mickey O'Hara Show. And let me wish you and yours... very, very joyous Easter, and of course a happy Passover to all. Take care, enjoy the Easter parade on Fifth Avenue, It's been wonderful here at 1010 Winds. We'll see you. Take care. Be good. Have a nice year.
And go with places with 1010 Winds, New York.
At 1 minute before 10 tomorrow morning, the start of something big here at 1010 WINS in New York. And for yours truly this morning, at this moment, just about the end of something warm and wonderful, the opportunity to be with you over these past few months, every morning rising and shining you, and I hope making life something tolerable and listenable for you. And thanks to just about the nicest people we've ever worked with, the staff, WINS, and of course, most important, all of you who have joined us so loyally. Thank you very much. This is Ken Garland inviting you to stay tuned for Jack Lacey right after the weather, Joel Sebastian this afternoon, and the last of the swan songs issued by Johnny Holiday this evening. Said it before, we never meant it more than we do right now. Thank you very much. Do good, be well and happy. And have yourself a wonderful life, sunshine. We'll be talking to you again sometime, somewhere. This is yours truly, WINS, the Group W station, Westinghouse Broadcasting for New York, coming up on 10 a.m. Lovers, and welcome to the Sunday edition of the Joel Sebastian Show. It's a Sunday in New York. Some of the things we're going to be doing between now and 6 o'clock will be a review of the top four songs for the Grammy Awards this last week. Comparison sounds. Let's get it off.
Every day when the work is behind you and the shop and the store, put the lock on the door.
Auspicious opening right there, huh? And I wish you a very, very happy Easter 1965. Thank you. And I hope you'll join me for the next 2 hours of fun with frustration from the Johnny Holiday Glass Cage for the Holiday Show on Sunday evening.
Jerry Udwin in Chicago. For WINS News, I'll be reporting on fast-breaking Midwest developments, from nationally significant farm stories to violent Windy City gangland assassinations. For WINS, all news, all the time. This is Jerry Udwin in Chicago.
Thank you, Jerry. Of course, the all-new, all-news WINS starts tomorrow morning bright and early at 5:30 a.m. Don't you dare miss it. Girls, New Natural Wonders, the first complete collection of medicated makeup and treatment products for young skin. Maxine Brand really goes for Natural Wonder. So do gals like Marilyn Courtney of New Brunswick, New Jersey. Marilyn's the winner of the Dave Clark 5 Greatest Hits album and Revlon's big Natural Wonder swing stakes. We asked Marilyn which of the 7 Natural Wonder products she preferred. If you got Marilyn on the wire there by chance, would you switch me on the micro on the telephone thing? Good. Hello, Marilyn? Marilyn, which of the 7 Natural Wonder products do you prefer, honey?
The liquid makeup.
Mm-hmm.
In the bottle.
Why?
It's easy to put on. It goes on smoothly. Mm-hmm. And it's medicated. It's good for your skin.
Yeah, I bet you. Of course, you know, once you try it, you're always going to become a Natural Wonder lover. And I certainly hope that you enjoy the Dave Clark 5 Greatest Hits album, which we've sent you. which is marked down for $4.98. Girls, take my advice and take Marilyn's advice. Am I still on the phone? Would you take me off there, please? Thank you.
Get Natural Wonder. It's only at the finest drug and department stores. So look for the Natural Wonder display today and get your free entry blank also for Revlon's big Natural Wonder Swing Stakes. You could win the free weekend in London with the Dave Clark Five. Thousands of other big swing stake prizes as well. So take a tip from Maxine Brown. York's most talked about radio sound, coming to you from the plush glass cage, 17 floors high above beautiful Columbus Circle, overlooking the street. The Johnny Holiday Show, voted number one for fun, says thank you so much for listening.
If you hate me after what I say,
can't put it off any longer. I just gotta tell you, anyway.
This is Brad Phillips. In Times Square or in Timbuktu, along the Great White Way or up in the Milky Way, I help bring you the news on WINS, New York's all-new, all-news radio station. The world is never more than a flick of the dial away on Radio 1010, WINS.
That's one of the nicest guys around, old buddy Brad Phillips. WINS becomes an all-new station tomorrow. The all-new, all-news WINS starting tomorrow.
Wins New York City. With more music, more news, more fun, more often. Yes, the Johnny Holiday Show, rated number one for fun on WINS New York, where the hits hit first 24 hours a day.
Johnny Holiday Show for this Sunday, April 18th, 1965. Thank you so much for joining us on yours truly, WINS, the Group W station, Westinghouse Broadcasting for New York, and thanks for everything.
We're puzzled and perplexed, irritated and quite vexed.
This unsettled weather has us up a tree.
So don't tease. Please, please, please tell us what's the weather gonna be.
Here's the forecast for New York. Cloudy with some rain at times early tonight, and partly cloudy late tonight and tomorrow morning. Cloudy tomorrow afternoon with a chance of some rain at times. Cool with a low tonight near 40. The high tomorrow 50 to 55 degrees. Fair and very cool tomorrow night. Right now, it's cloudy in New York. The temperature is 39 degrees.
In the bright, exciting sound of tomorrow, let's make a split, second time check, WINS.
Time is midnight. This is radio station WINS. Operation and maintaining studios and executive office at 7 Central Park West in New York City. This station operates on an assigned frequency of 1010 kilocycles by authority of the Federal Communications Commission. We are signing off temporarily because of maintenance. We will resume our regular broadcasting in 5 1/2 hours. Ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem.
Good morning. Radio station WINS now begins its new broadcasting operation.
WINS is owned and operated by the Westinghouse Broadcasting Company. We maintain studios and executive offices at 7 Central Park West in New York City.
This station operates on an assigned frequency of 1010 kilocycles by authority of the Federal Communications Commission.
Here is WINS General Manager Joel Chaseman.
WINS has become the first and only radio station in the New York region to present a continuing all-news service, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now, news is at your fingertips whenever you want it. In addition to local news as it happens in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, you will be hearing up-to-the-minute reports from our news bureaus throughout the nation and the world. Sports, finance, traffic, weather, time will be a vital part of this service. WINS newsmen are covering this area around the clock to provide you with continuing, updated, first-hand information on news as it breaks. We intend to convey the excitement of the news to you fairly, accurately, and authoritatively, and thus to fill what we believe to be a genuine community need. We invite you to use this unique radio service frequently. From today on, make 1010 the news center on your radio dial. Thank you.
From the WINS News Center, this is Jim Gordon. The war in Vietnam has taken 9 more American lives as U.S. and South Vietnamese continue to press the attack on the Viet Cong in both North and South Vietnam. 8 of the American dead killed when 2 American helicopters were shot down during a raid on a Red stronghold less than 300 miles from Saigon. A third chopper hit in the same action. That pilot managed to keep that one in the air. The co-pilot was killed. 44 Army and Marine Corps jets raked yet another stronghold 125 miles from Saigon. Destroyed about 100 buildings with reports of 50 Viet Cong troops killed.
This is WINS, all new with all the news. 1010 New York.
What happened to the music? My old radio station stopped playing music. Where's my music?
You'll find your music on WABC, tune 77, like you're doing right now.